Previously, on Once Upon a Time in Vegas.
Wait for it. I'm still a virgin.
Oh, please. You've punched your V-card so many times it looks like one of those old-fashioned music box disc things. I was going to say Swiss cheese, but Jason doesn't strike me as someone who can make large holes.
Have you ever met anyone where you wanted to cut all the small talk and just make out with them?
I'm dating someone. Well, tomorrow I'm dating someone.
I don't think she'll mind.
I think she might.
Mr. Grayson, Phil, you're an incredibly admirable man. I hope you consider her worth it. Good night. I can't believe it. He likes me. Well, he likes Chloe. I am so going to hug him to pieces tomorrow.
Okay, Chloe, you need to calm down. Yes, you have a date tonight, but you're getting way too worked up, even if it is Phil Grayson. Maybe he'll decide against it and not call. Or you could call to cancel. After all, you made him miss out on sex last night. No. He gave that up and he did it for you. That means he is going to call. I have to get worked up. My inner fangirl demands it. Chloe Ashton?
Chloe, that's it. I've been trying to remember all day.
Just a second. Bathroom break.
What? Chloe?
She's going to the ladies' room.
Philip?
I'm here.
It's so good to hear from you.
Gesundheit, you're not sick, are you?
No, I'm not sick. I'm just kind of in the supply closet, and there's dust.
Why are you in the supply closet?
If Ginger finds out I'm talking to you, she's going to want to know why. If I tell her you're taking me out... You are still taking me out, right?
Of course.
See, if I say that, I'm toast. I can't wait, by the way. And if I lie and say you're calling for her, then you're toast, because then you'll have to talk to her.
I'll need to talk to her sometime. I have to tell her my perfectly concocted excuse for not wanting to see her socially anymore.
Which is?
That I don't think it's wise to date someone who works for me.
That could work. Ginger will be torn between wanting you like no other and her pride as an advertising agent. But she'll undoubtedly point out that she won't be working for you forever. The contract for promoting your film is up in a few weeks.
I'm not worried. I plan to be otherwise occupied by then. Now, about our date tonight.
Yes! Where will we be going?
It's a surprise, which is why you have to tell me where you live.
A clever ploy. I live in the apartment complex at the corner of Hearthwood and Broome. Don't blink as you go by, or you might miss it.
Very funny.
How should I dress, since I have no idea where we're going?
Dress nice.
I know you've only seen me in sweats and t-shirts, but I do have other clothes.
It hasn't bothered me. You look cute.
You're lying through your teeth, but it's very sweet of you. Does it change the dress code at all?
No, please dress up. It'll be someplace nice. What time do you get off work?
5. I will absolutely leave at 5, no matter what Ginger wants me to do.
All right, how about I pick you up at 7?
Great.
We'll see you then, Candy.
Chloe.
Right, Chloe. Chloe, 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 Chloe.
I can't wait. Bye, Philip. Damn it! Philip's going to be here any second! Damn Ginger for making me stay late!
Where is that lipstick Terry bought me? I know I saw it. Ah, there it is. Well. Oh, who am I kidding? It's nowhere close to the masterpiece Dennis turns out, but... I look like me. I guess I look pretty darn good. Thank God for control top pantyhose. Ugh. Just stay calm, Chloe. Philip wants to see you tonight, not Miss C. I can be myself. Be real. He likes that. He's here! Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God! Breathe, Chloe, breathe. Oh dear. Okay, so Philip is taking you to dinner. It's nothing to have a heart attack over. The last thing you want to do is throw up all over him. Ah! No dying on the way to the door, either. Just be yourself.
Hey, you look great.
I'm sorry. What? Oh, God, that's not what I meant. You look wonderful. And I was so busy, you know.
Staring?
Yeah. But I guess I missed what you said. I promise I'm not an airhead and I'll pay attention from now on. I'm sorry. You really do look amazing.
Thanks. Actually, I was just saying the same thing about you.
Well, since I missed it the first time, would you mind repeating it?
Not at all. You look beautiful. Oh, and here. This is for you.
Oh, how sweet. I love Gerber daisies.
So, this is your apartment. Whoa!
It's a mess. You don't want to see it, trust me.
I seem to remember you saying something similar about your car. You know what? I'll trust you. Shall we go?
Yes. I'm dying to know where we're eating tonight.
You know that exclusive Moroccan place on the other side of town?
You mean the one that has a 3-year waiting list?
That's the one.
You're kidding. Not even my boss can get a reservation there. You're incredible. Fidgety I am. How can I possibly explain myself? You see, Philip, just last night we were going to screw like crazed bunnies before you turned me down in favor of tonight's date, which was really sweet and all, but it's left me in a state of considerable frustration. I'm sure you can empathize. Let's say we skip dinner and head directly for the back seat, huh? No. I don't think that would go over too well.
Are you all right?
Hmm? Oh, yes. I'm fine.
You don't look very comfortable.
If you were on a date with yourself, would you be comfortable?
Huh?
That didn't come out right. I'm sorry. It's just, this is our first date, you know?
No, lunch was our first date.
That was our first lunch. This is our first date.
I asked you out. I paid for the food. That makes it a date.
Okay, this is our first dinner. It's just a little intimidating being out with you, Philip. First date or no?
Why? We've gone out before.
Yeah, but this time it's for real. You're not paying me back for anything. You wanted to do this.
I wanted to take you to lunch, too.
No, I know you did. I'm saying this all wrong.
It's okay. Just tell me what you want to say.
You might think it's stupid.
Yeah, and I might not. Tell me.
People are going to look at us and wonder what you're doing with me, or what I'm doing with you. I don't belong with you.
It's not stupid. You're really feeling that way, and that makes it important. But listen, I don't care what anyone may or may not think about us or our date. I care about what you think. Do you want to be with me tonight?
Are you kidding? Oh my God, yes!
Then you shouldn't care if people think you belong with me or not. I'm being perfectly honest when I tell you that there is no one I would rather be with right now than you.
I feel the same way. I'm sorry about all that. Can we just forget what I said and have a good time tonight?
Of course. Let's go.
Excellent choices, sir. I shall return momentarily with your meal.
Thank you. So, what do you think?
I think I'm glad you're here. Otherwise, I would have had no idea what to order. Oh, you mean about the...
restaurant, yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful. I've never sat at a table on lounge cushions rather than a chair. It's like we're in a bed. Almost. Almost in a bed. I mean, not in a... It's a really nice place. Thank you.
Yeah, it's, very nice. I've only been here a few times, but I always enjoy it. Do you like it?
Yeah? It's nice.
Oh, right, you just said that. Nice cushions, by the way.
Yeah, they really are.
I wonder if this is silk.
It feels like silk.
Well, it's a nice place. It must be silk.
Oh, of course. Good point. It sure smells good in here.
Uh-huh. Must be a combination of the food and some incense.
Must be. Okay, you seem nervous.
Ditto.
Yeah, but I have an excuse. I'm on a date with you. Shouldn't you be, I don't know, used to this sort of thing?
Well, I want to make a good impression, but there's something I need to tell you. I'm not quite sure how there's this... You see, I...
Would it help if you spoke in the third person again?
Philip has to tell you that... No, that doesn't help at all.
You know what I think would help? I think we need to start at the end of the date and work backwards.
All right, you lost me.
Well, think about it. If we do the end of the date now, then we won't be all nervous when it actually comes up. We won't have to do the will they or won't they dance. That should ease up some of the tension. You're an actor. Just follow my direction. It's the end of the night. You walk me up to my apartment door. My line is... Gosh, Philip, I sure had a great time tonight.
Yeah, that's your line in a cheesy 50s movie.
Shut up. I'm the director here. And now you say...
Yes, Kathy.
Chloe.
I really had a great time, too. We should exchange emails and do this again sometime.
Sure, Philip. I would love that. Okay, now I glance at my door, fiddle with my keys... Look at the ground, bite my lip, look at you hopefully. This is your cue to lean in.
Oh, right.
Honey, that was a great rehearsal. I can't wait for the show.
I think I know what you mean. And thanks. That did clear up some tension.
What?
You zoned out again, didn't you?
Yeah, I kind of did. You know what would help that?
No, what?
If you let go of my waist.
Oh, right, sorry.
Sorry for zoning out again. Can you blame me? You do realize how difficult it is to talk in your presence, don't you?
No.
Must I remind you again how hot you are? I swear, I really truly am trying to pay attention to the conversation... But when you're sitting there looking so damn hyper-cute,
no, this is more like mega IQ. Anyway, plus you have a brain, and you're a really great guy. You've turned into a whole person. How can my brain compete with that?
Well, while I find this incredibly flattering, and my head is swelling up as we speak, I really think you might be exaggerating just a little bit.
You also have to remember that, on the inside, I'm jumping up and down like your typical rabid fangirl. Half of me wants to leap on top of you and rip your clothes off to sell on eBay. The other half of me is barely holding that side back.
Have you ever met someone you just like to... Well, I guess you haven't.
Yes, I have.
How did you know what I was going to say?
Oh, crap. Miss Lee said that before, not me. I didn't.
Then how could you answer me?
I guess. Well, given our current conversation, you are probably going to say something like, have you ever met someone you'd just like to skip all the small talk with and make out until their head explodes with raspberry jam?
Okay. That was gross.
Oh. Would you prefer strawberry? Amazing.
Chloe!
Oh, no. Jason, what the hell are you doing here?
Chloe, I was an idiot.
Let me guess. Stacy ditched you. I thought so.
Please, you have to take me back. I swear I'm a changed man. I just didn't realize what I had. But I know now that you're the only one. You're the only one that I've ever wanted.
Even when you grovel, you're still a prick. Unbelievable. You just had to darken my doorstep tonight, didn't you?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt, but who is this?
I'm her fiancé.
Ex-fiancé is what I heard.
I was just working some stuff out.
Yeah, you had to work stuff out with one of my bosses and a hairdresser you barely knew.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't you the one who left her 5 days before the wedding? I think you had your chance with her, George.
Are you making fun of me, chum?
If I was making fun of you, it'd be obvious. What I'm going for right now is disdain, although this part right here probably qualifies as sarcasm.
Look, Jason, I really don't want to talk to you right now or ever again, so...
Shut up, Chloe.
Hey, don't talk to her like that, asshole.
Oh, if you want a piece of me, bub, you got it.
Philip, no, he's a...
No!
Black belt. Here you go. The ice should help.
Ow!
And the Vicodin should kick in soon. I'm sorry if my couch isn't that comfortable.
It's fine. Thanks.
For what? My ex punching you in the jaw?
For letting me into your apartment and taking care of me. You couldn't have told me he was a black belt a little sooner?
I tried. There didn't seem to be enough time to get all the words out as his fist arced through the air towards your face. I'm sorry my ex is an idiot.
I'm not. If he wasn't, then presumably I never would have gotten the chance to date you.
You're very sweet. Too sweet for just having been slugged on my account. You must be feeling the Vicodin already. Let me see your cheek. You're going to have a massive bruise. That's not good. An actor's face is crucial.
Yeah, it could be covered with makeup. Jim Carrey has a chipped tooth right in the front. They always cover that up.
Since you know his name, I take it you've never met him.
I wish I had. I hear he's a really neat guy. If kind of nuts.
After tonight's display, I could say the same thing about you.
I need to tell you something.
What?
I've wanted to tell you all night. I'm leaving tomorrow. Back to L.A.
So... this is goodbye.
No, I don't want this to be goodbye. More like goodbye for now.
You really want to see me again?
Yes, I do.
You're not going to forget about me when you're once again surrounded by gorgeous women 24/7?
I may not remember your name, but I don't think I could ever forget you.
Maybe not forget, but you don't recognize me. Give him a chance. You might regret it. It's better to have loved and lost. Whoever said that never loved at all. Do you want to give him up forever?
Carla?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. How long will you be gone?
Well, I'm set to work on an independent short some On the Brink director is doing, and it'll probably go to Cannes. The actual filming should only take a few weeks, maybe a month, but L.A. is my home. I'm not going to pressure you into anything serious, but I can't stay out here indefinitely.
Oh, I see. Then this is a temporary thing.
Corey?
Chloe.
Right, Chloe. I... Philip... I like you. I like you a lot. You're so different. And when I'm with you, I feel like myself, my real self. Right now, I can't stand the thought of never seeing you again. If that means I have to get on a plane whenever I want to date, then so be it. I want to see where this can go. You are quite simply amazing.
I am?
To me, you are.
You can't be a coward forever, Chloe.
What are you doing?
Isn't it obvious? I'm undressing you. I want to see how far this can go, too.
That is exactly what I said.
I know. But I want to. I've missed far too many opportunities already, and don't you want to? I mean, if it's all right with you.
Are you sure?
I've never been more sure. Will you? God, this is cliche. Will you please be careful with me?
I promise, sweetheart. As long as you're careful with my face.
I will. Denise?
Hey, sugar.
Did I wake you?
Not at all. What can I do for you?
I turned in my V card. I can't punch it anymore.
Oh, honey, I'm so proud of you. But why are you calling me?
My two best friends are MIA. I needed a girlfriend to tell, but one's hiding out, and the other... I have no idea what's going on with her. I hoped you would understand... And ice cream?
Loads of ice cream. Congratulations are in order, and I'm going to need a full report with details. Lots of details.
Great. I'll talk to you in the morning.
What?
Nothing. Go back to sleep.
Okay. Come here. Night, Cassie.
Good night, Philip.
In the next chapter of Once Upon a Time in Vegas.
Don't start telling me I don't really have to keep seeing you or calling you or whatever. I still like you, and my mind hasn't changed. In fact, I like you even more now.
I'm that obvious, huh?
Miss Snowden?
How did you know my last name? You're not supposed to know that. Virgil, you forget my name this instant.
I know, because I worked at Premier as an intern.
You what? So, any luck with the evidence?
No, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
What's the matter? What happened?
Deliver this to Philip Grayson. Make sure he gets it. Make sure he drinks it.
I can't let you do this.
May I remind you, you're not really in any position to make demands.
Premiering June 12th, 2009. Chapter 22, Secrets.
Think he's catching on to you, Miss C?
Only at PendantAudio.com.
Once Upon a Time in Vegas. Chapter 21, Something Real. Featuring the voice talents of Lexi Rawl as Chloe, Philip Weber as Philip, Chris Britton as Jason, William Raymer as Denise, Ara Pelotti as Ginger, Jeffrey Bridges as Danny, and Alicia Lane Matheson as The Server. Written by Alicia Lane Matheson and Renee Christine Jones, based on an original work of fiction by Renee Christine Jones and Alicia Lane Matheson, directed by Alicia Lane Matheson, original music composed by Kevin MacLeod, original script editor Marley Norton, produced by Pendant Productions. Once Upon a Time in Vegas, created by Alicia Lane Matheson and Renee Christine Jones, copyright 2009, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.